ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's police minister says the discovery of nearly half a tonne of cocaine on a foreign yacht shows his country is not isolated from the international drug trade. Authorities say more than 450 kilograms of cocaine found in hidden compartments on board the yacht Miamore is only the second major drug bust in the country's history. Three crew members, one Chinese national and two Turkish nationals, are in custody as investigations continue into the vessel's origin and destination. The ABC's Vanuatu reporter, Lily Rosewell, spoke to Police Minister Andrew Napawat, who says sharp-eyed locals tipped off police to the yacht's presence.
Around 7th of August 2025, the people of Kawa Island in Toroba Province saw the yacht or the vessel sailing around the coast of Kawa Island. The people are fully aware of the ships that sail throughout those islands, but with this one, this vessel, they realized that it was not one of those normal ships that is providing services to the local people in the northern provinces. And so they alerted the police at Sola. Then the police officers went to visit the vessel, and they identified that the vessel was a bit suspicious. And so that's the time they arrested the vessel and escorted the vessel to Sola. And then from there, they informed the head office here in Villa. The reason why it took so long was because during that time, the RVS Takware patrol boat was stationed on Tana because of the arts festival. They went and searched the boat and further identified the cocaine in the hidden compartments of the vessel.
What can you tell us about the current status of the three crew members? Are charges expected soon, and what happens next legally?
The reason why we are taking time to complete the investigations is because of the language issue. One of the crew members is a Chinese national, and two others are Turkish nationals. And so we are working out a way to identify translators within country for them to come and speak to the crew members, and they are currently detained. And we are also going to be seeking assistance from Australia to bring in specialized investigators and forensic specialists to come and assist our police force here.
Does this incident highlighted gaps in how we monitor our maritime zones, especially in remote areas in Vanuatu?
I wouldn't say that there are gaps, but the reality that we're facing is that what happened has demonstrated to us that Vanuatu is no exemption to the transnational criminal activities that are happening, especially with border management issues. A lot of our Pacific Island nations are seeing more and more of such activities happening. And for us, we are working with our close neighbors in Melanesia to ensure that we create some understanding on how we secure our maritime borders, but also seeking assistance with other Pacific Island neighbors to continue to work together to ensure that our borders are protected. So when the Commissioner of Police first got his appointment, he announced what he called Eyes of Every Shore operation, which means that everybody in Vanuatu are going to, in whatever remote areas, whatever islands they are based in, everybody will be collaborating to identify suspicious activities that must be reported to the relevant authorities. And this is a clear example of this operation that is now ongoing.
Vanuatu's Police Minister Andrew Napawat speaking there with Lily Rose Wellwell.